Now, this is an example on the level of the rapture, but now put it this way. God has said, I will be perfect one day. I believe it. I believe that God has the faith to do that. Do you see where I'm with the distinction? In other words, my faith is my hand reaching up. God's faith is his hand reaching down. Now, whose hand is strongest? Is it my faith I'm trusting in? Or I just lift up my hand and he grabs me. You see, I am saved because God grips me, not because I grip God. My faith is, here, Abba, help me. And his faith, he grabs me and holds me and he doesn't let me go. So this is the wonder, you see. We are saved by our little faith and by his great faith. And this is true of everything by faith. I don't have to believe that I can raise the dead. I have to only believe that Christ can raise the dead. You understand? You remember what Martha said when on this very subject? When Martha, she said to Jesus, she said, Jesus said, your brother will rise again. He said, I know he'll rise again at the end, at the last day. But then she said, but I believe you're the Christ, the Son of God. And I believe whatever you ask of God, he'll give it you. She didn't say, I believe everything I ask of God, but whatever you ask God. Now, my faith is not in my prayer life, nor my faith. My faith is in Christ. It's this wonderful position he brings you to by the exact words he uses. We're not having faith in faith. We're having faith in Christ. If I said, if I make you have faith, what you're actually going to do is condemn yourself. Why? Because your faith is weak. It's limited. And if you teach people to have faith, what you'll do is ultimately condemn them. And all you'll do is exalt yourself because you've got big faith. And you find people who teach this, they're actually building themselves up all the time in their great faith, and they're trying to make you strive to be as big as they are, but you're always conscious of failing. Because the whole system of flesh-centered, man-centered religion produces a sense of failure. So a faith movement that was built on faith, on our faith, would produce a sense of failure. But faith in Christ that exalts Christ and the glory of Christ and the strength of Christ and the infallibility of Christ, and that will make you forget how big or little your faith is and make you realize how strong and unchangeable and trustworthy Christ is. We are saved by faith, but that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. In other words, we're not exalting ourselves, we're exalting Christ who saves us. My faith is lifting up my hands, and he gets a hold of me. So here we've got the essential parts of the gospel, that I put my trust in Christ, and he saves me. He gets a hold of me. And all I do is say, Lord, I'm a sinner. And he said, that's all I want to hear. Just trust me and I'll lift you out. And that's the place of salvation. And then he brings out this, and I think when Peter heard these words first, I don't know when Peter first heard them, but I think Peter's jaw must have dropped. Because Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. And Peter would have said, yes, that's it. You know, Peter's got this wonderful heart. He's got this childlike heart. He'd never been able to put it in words himself. But I've no doubt when he said, yes, I've known it all along, but I couldn't say it as clearly as you say it, Paul. I'm crucified with Christ. When Christ died, I died. Nevertheless, I live, but not I. I'm not living. Strange, it's not me, it's Christ living in me. And he's brought out this tremendous place that not only did Christ die for me to forgive me, but he died as me, identified. So not only did Christ die for me to give me forgiveness of sins, he died as me to give me release from the power of sin, that Christ would dwell in me. This is wonderful stuff. This is gospel stuff. Now, I think we're going to need a break now. I think you're all looking as if you need a coffee or something. We'll have a break now. Let's just pause for a minute, and we'll also have a collection, I think. That's right. We mustn't forget the collection. Let's pause for a minute and pray, and then we'll have a break. Father, I praise you for this gospel that is so powerful, so clear and so simple. Strengthen us in it. And Lord, I praise you that we believe we will be perfect. We believe you have that faith that can wash sin stains away. You can speak to sin stains and they can disappear. You can speak to curses and characteristics and heredity. You can speak to things in us and they melt away in an instant. Lord, we believe that you are the Savior from all sin. Be our Savior now as we reach out to you. Change all our lives as we are here this morning before you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And bless the offering too, Lord. Amen.